This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Across the globe, more than 528,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the U.S. and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections, Brazil more than 1.5 million, together making more than a third of the worldwide figure of 11.2 million. Florida and Texas, two states that have emerged as the latest hotspots of the U.S. coronavirus outbreak, both reported record daily increases in confirmed COVID-19 cases so far this weekend, with nearly 20,000 additional infections combined. For a sixth straight day, Texas also registered an all-time high in the number of people hospitalized with the contagious respiratory illness, 7,890 patients after 238 new admissions over the past 24 hours. By comparison, New York State, the U.S. epicenter of the outbreak months ago, reported just 844 hospitalizations on Saturday, far below the nearly 19,000 hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 patients at the peak of its coronavirus crisis. Even with coronavirus surging, 4th of July celebrations went on across the United States. The Trump administration hosted a large Independence Day celebration in Washington, D.C. During his remarks, the president said he believes there will be a treatment or vaccine for the coronavirus by the end of the year. Meantime, the World Health Organization, or WHO, says it has accepted the recommendation from the committee overseeing trial testing to discontinue testing of a hydroxychloroquine and an HIV drug combination for COVID-19 treatments. The drugs were being compared with standard care for hospitalized patients. VOA says a review of the interim results showed the cocktail produced little or no reduction in the mortality of hospitalized COVID-19 patients when compared to the standard of care. This is VOA News. Visitors to India's Taj Mahal will have to wear masks at all times and keep their distance when the 17th century monument reopens on Monday after a three-month COVID-19 shutdown. 5,000 tourists will be allowed in a day, split into two groups, a long way from peak levels of 80,000 a day who would swarm the mausoleum. On Sunday, the health ministry reported a record single-day spike of 24,850 new cases and more than 600 deaths, pushing the overall case tally to over 673,000, closing in on Russia, the third most affected country globally. But the government has been lifting a vast lockdown of India's 1.3 billion people that has left tens of thousands without work and shuttered businesses. While international flights remain suspended, domestic travel has been opened up, and the government is hoping visitors will start to trickle back to some popular destinations. In England, restaurants and hairdressers, including pubs, opened for the first time in 3 months, with some police chiefs worrying the reopening of pubs could fuel drunken and irresponsible behavior. Britain, the worst-hit European country, has more than 300,000 cases of coronavirus infections and an official death toll of 44,131. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on people to behave responsibly and respect social distancing regulations as the risk of a resurgence remains. Mindful of an economy that has been hit due to the lockdown, he also stressed the importance of supporting businesses. Baltimore protesters in the U.S. state of Maryland have pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and thrown it into the city's inner harbor. Saturday night, demonstrators used ropes to topple the monument near the Little Italy neighborhood, news outlets reported. Protesters mobilized by the death of George Floyd at the hands of police have called for the removal of statues of Columbus, Confederate figures, and others. They say the Italian explorer is responsible for the genocide and exploitation of Native peoples in the Americas. Statues of Columbus have also been toppled or vandalized in several U.S. cities. In Boston, one of the statues was decapitated. A California space launch company says one of its rockets failed to place 7 payloads into orbit after liftoff from New Zealand. Long Beach-based Rocket Lab says the failure occurred about 4 minutes into its 13th mission. The main satellite aboard the Electron rocket was intended to demonstrate Canon Electronics' Earth imaging technology. The company says it's investigating what went wrong after 11 previous successful orbital launches. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News. R&B.